Proclamation number 8561 of 17th of July, 1963. Jesus must be accepted as Savior. Who gets to Jesus in life, is guaranteed to return to me, because by Jesus he will be set free from all guilt of sins, that is between me and my creature. The recognition of Jesus and his work of redemption cannot be avoided, to be free of the guilt of sins. And it must be the devotion to Jesus consciously, it must be intimate desire of the heart, to enter into communion with him. It must not be only a form of faith, that every man may have as a result of his education or teachings, to which he himself does not have taken yet a position and has come to a living faith in him as the Son of God and Savior of the world. But think seriously on these things, that not the belonging to a church guarantees one's to depart redeemed from the earth and enter into the spiritual kingdom. Everything that is taught you by the church about Jesus Christ, that must have become spiritual ideas, you shall even have stated yourselves a position to this, and then it will only decide, whether you possess a living or a dead faith, that only does not contradict, but also does not fully recognize, because it makes him indifferent to what the churches teach. But nevertheless he feels as a Christian and his faith is to do his duty, if he keeps the commandments, that the church demands of him. You must be instructed truthfully about the meaning and reason of the work of redemption of Jesus Christ. And just this knowledge is to be found still slightly among the people, because they all adhere a certain indifference, because people only think little about spiritual questions and particularly in the end time they almost are entirely without faith in a realm beyond the earth, although this realm is their true home. Therefore, it is always a blessing for the people, when it is advised by vineyard workers on Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. When the people are given impulse to think about, who Jesus really was and what was his mission on earth. This is such an important task to my vineyard workers to mention Jesus and his act of salvation again and again, because alone the future lot is depending on the attitude of man to him, which can be blissful, but also endlessly painful, and the man himself creates that during earthly life. And I will make it far easier for you people to believe in him, when I myself give you a knowledge about it from above. That I work unusual by the Spirit and everything that, what no man else could know and claim, make known him and explain, how everything is connected, so that man now can believe convinced, if he depends into knowledge, given by messengers and if he is full of good intentions. People can no longer bring forward proof of the existence of the man Jesus, but everything is just handed down to them, and therefore many people decline it. But again and again I let send information over it to a man anew, as he has prepared himself as a vessel for the stream of my Spirit, that then can pour into him. And now is the guarantee for it, that the purest truth is approaching people from him, who knows everything and even if it's still so far behind, and who can also equip you people with this knowledge, because he has the power to it. And because it is extremely important, that you people get knowledge about it, that you are not allowed to pass by Jesus Christ, that you must ask him for the redemption of your guilt, then to be admitted into the kingdom of light. When you leave the earth, I will send you people again and again, who impart you this knowledge, I will help you to find the way to the cross, and I will give you the strength to go this path. But you must voluntarily open yourselves and accept, what my messengers want to convey to you. It will not be your damage, but you will thank me forever, that I put down and explain the act of salvation of Jesus Christ in this way to you. that it is credible for you and you now go the way to the cross consciously. Because Jesus alone opens the gates of the kingdom of light, which were closed to you since your falling away from me. He alone took your guilt upon himself and atoned it through his death on the cross, and he alone leads you back to me, your Father from eternity, from whom you are started at the beginning. Amen.